Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Luke Morrow and Chris Partee in for the fellas here on Memorial Day. It's time to see what's poppin'. Alex Bregman put on the IL over the weekend for the Boston Red Sox with... what they call it? Is it a groin? A groin issue?
It's a quad.
Oh, quad, which is the same injury he had a couple years ago that cost him, well, like half the season here in Houston.
That was actually a hamstring.
Oh, that was a hamstring.
Yeah, it was a
and
hamstring.
And this is a quad?
Yeah.
Okay. So a little different.
He's covering the whole middle leg area, upper leg area. There.
Yeah, it's weird because me and Chris were looking at the injury history on FoxSports.com, and there was this injury in 2021 he had, and it literally says legs.
Just legs.
Nothing specific, just legs.
And I'm like, okay, well, there's a lot going on in the legs area.
Yeah.
What part of the, was it the knee? Was it the thigh? Was it the hamstring?
Just tired legs in general.
All his legs. Both legs.
Don't tell Ocho.
Jacked up.
But he had tired legs during a long season.
Hey, it happens.
But if you're the Astros, if you're an Astros fan, do you feel a little bit better that,
of course.
Again, you don't take pride in anyone's injury, but you have Paredes playing well at third, and you have Bregman now with this injury. Who knows how long he's out for? You know, do you feel better about that swap that the Astros made this offseason?
Of course you do, because here's the thing. Now, again, not taking any joy in someone's injury. Some people will, but we're not going to do that. But if you're an Astros fan, it's kind of like, okay, well, we've seen this story before. And Colin's shaking his head, yes, because he's seen it before. He knows this.
Oh, yeah.
He knows this script, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you kind of see it now with Gerrit Cole, and you saw it with Correa. I mean, Springer has been much more healthy. He's been doing his thing in Toronto, but it's just something about guys with the injury histories that the Astros don't, you know, extend, and people want to know why they don't extend it. And now, I mean...
You see it.
This couldn't have. This probably would have never happened. I mean, I would have still been satisfied with them not signing Bregman personally.
Yeah.
But this kind of alludes to that. He has a history, and this is probably why the Astros didn't end up puckering up more money for him.
Yeah, and as you get into your 30s, it's going to be harder to avoid these types of recurring injuries that you've had in the past. And if you have that, if you have an injury history in your 20s as a pro athlete. Trust me, it's usually going to carry over into your 30s if you keep playing. That's just not going to go away.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora compared the injury to a similar quad strain that Bregman suffered in 2021, which cost him over 50 games in a two-month stretch.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well. And he was putting up MVP type of numbers for the Red Sox. That's a big loss for them.
He was having a nice season.
Yeah. So we'll see how long this keeps him out for, but they put him on the IL over the weekend. Another baseball news, Colin brought it to our attention during the commercial break. Texas A&M in college baseball, what, started the season?
Number one.
Number one, and they just had the selection show for the College World Series, and they are not going to be part of the postseason.
No, they were not even in the first four. I have to fact check this. I think this is the first time that the preseason number one ranked team did not make it into the NCAA postseason.
Yeah.
So rough week,
man.
At least for Diamond Sports wise for A&M, because number one softball team in the country, they lost in the regionals to the Liberty Flames. They became the first number one ranked team going into that going into the postseason to not make it past the regionals for softball. And baseball, this, yeah, it's, you think that, you thought that they would make it because they made it, they made a good run in the SEC tournament, but they didn't even make the first four out.
Wow. Yeah, they finished 30-26, 11-19 in the SEC. Ouch.
Yikes. Well, I mean, there it is. I mean, yeah. that's rough. To start the season number one, then not make the tournament.
Almost like Kansas basketball this past year. Started the season number one, and they had a bad year.
Yeah.
Shifting gears here on what's popping to the ice. I have to admit, I didn't even know this was going on. I just saw this headline this morning. But Team USA won its first gold medal at the World Championship this weekend in 92 years. Does that move the needle for you?
Congratulations to us, I guess.
Yeah, America. Yeah.
I mean,
Scorching Eagles.
I'm not a big hockey guy, but I mean, you know, to win a gold medal is serious. That's a big thing. Especially if you haven't done it in 92 years.
Yeah.
I guess it does move the needle a little bit for me. Yeah.
All right. Now I have to.
A tick or two.
Reveal my, I don't know, ignorance or stupidity. I see the highlight here. Tage Thompson had the goal, and I see the score. It has USA against SUI. Who's SUI? Is that Switzerland? Who's SUI?
Wouldn't Switzerland have a W in there?
Right. Wouldn't they?
Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong. SUI, I think Colin's looking that up, but I'm drawing a blank here.
All right, I'm glad I'm not missing something obvious.
No, you were right. It is Switzerland.
Is it Switzerland? Okay, there you go.
Okay, that's at least what the headlines are showing right now.
Well, yeah, hey, we'll go with that. That's what we'll go with.
SUI.
Huh? Either way, USA won.
That's right.
That's all that matters.
Ah, America. Yeah, elsewhere in hockey, allow me to continue to take a victory lap because...
more hockey.
We have the Hurricanes and Panthers tonight. In the conference finals, Carolina Hurricanes have lost 15 straight games in the conference finals. I love to see it because I grew up in a family that had season tickets to the Hartford Whalers, and then they stole them away, and they became the Carolina Hurricanes. So I'm glad to see the Hurricanes continue to suck in the playoffs.
So you're here for it.
Yeah, I hope they get swept. I think they're down. I think it's already 3-0. I hope they lose to the Panthers tonight. Good riddance.
Will you watch this clinching game, even parts of it?
No, I won't watch it, but I'll check in on it. Yeah, I'll track the score on my phone. If it's a good game, I'll turn. I do like watching playoff hockey. I don't watch a lot of regular season NHL. Whalers broke my heart. I don't want anything to do with the NHL.
Hey, anymore. You know what? I get it. I understand.
Yeah. Do you think Houston gets a hockey team?
I couldn't see it, but I would love it.
I mean, there's just been so much like talk about it. You know, it's just hopefully we talk about it one day on What's Popping.
That's right. Hey, if it ever happens, I'd become the biggest fan, and then I'd get back into hockey. But they've also talked about a team coming back to Hartford for the last 30 years, and it's never come.
And it has not happened.
No. So I always.
But Houston is a major market.
It's true.
So you never know.
It's true. Moving along on What's Popping. NBA playoffs. Yeah. We had the Knicks last night. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, whatever that expression is. They erased a 20-point deficit, beat the Pacers. Now it's a 2-1 series. The Pacers have not won a Game 3 in this NBA postseason yet. But with the Knicks winning last night, do you feel like we're heading towards a long series now in the East, or do you think that was just kind of a one-off? They're still down 2-1 on the road. You know, how do you look at the series now?
Well, the Knicks finally made an adjustment, and Tom Thibodeau finally made the adjustment to play more of his bench last night. He usually goes about 7 deep. In a series like this, at the pace that the Pacers play, it's going to be hard to win a series only playing 7 guys because they're tired. I could see in game one, you could see that the Knicks were tired, especially late in the game when some of those shots just didn't have the air under them that they should have. You can tell guys didn't have their legs a lot of times, so no. But in the beginning, I picked the Pacers in 6 to start, so I thought it was going to be a longer series.
You sticking with that? You still think it's 6 now?
I'm going to go 5 now.
Ooh, yeah. So the Pacers win the next 2.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Just in general, I don't think the Knicks are as good a team as the Pacers. Now, I could be a little biased because Reggie Miller is my favorite player ever, and I grew up a Pacer fan, even though I'm from California.
That,
so
fair,
I'm a little biased, but
now the truth comes out.
Yeah, the truth comes out. Now I'm a little biased. I can be honest about that, but I'm gonna say five now.
So there's actually contributing to what's popping. John Halliburton is now going to be allowed to attend Pacer home games.
Yes, I saw a buddy of mine send me that a while ago. He's back. He's back.
That is so soft.
He's back. Well, did you see Barkley calling for it?
No, I
think after game one, I believe, or game two, he was calling for. He's like, I'm going to make a call to the commissioner. Who knows if he actually did that? He's like, we need John Halliburton. He's like, he's served his punishment. Paid his dues. He made a mistake. He won't do it again. We hope he doesn't do it again.
Yeah.
Even though I'm rooting for the Pacers, I thought what he did was just, it was too much. Like, why are you?
Of course it was.
Why are you on the court?
Can you, familiarize me with what he did? Because I kind of forgot.
So after the Pacers eliminated the Bucks in round two, he's, you know, everybody's celebrating. He's going wild, but he gets up in Giannis Antetokounmpo's face. Talking trash.
Like he was gonna
do something to a man that's 6'11", 265-70 pounds.
Yeah, you're lucky that Giannis is such a
Giannis is a cool guy.
If that's a meta world peace or whatever he's going by these days.
Nah, you don't run up on a
things could have gotten real ugly. That could have been an ugly moment for the NBA.
Now, meta world peace might be different, but Ron Artest, you don't run up on that guy.
I was thinking exactly.
Yeah, you don't run up
two
on
different people.
You wasn't running up on Ron Artest. Meta World Peace changed his ways. That's why he's Meta World Peace.
I actually love Meta. I've had him on my radio show numerous times. I've talked to him on and off the air. Great dude. It's really weird. He's kind of crazy, and we know what happened with the, you know, in Detroit.
Yeah.
But I've always enjoyed my conversations with him.
That season, that 2004-05 season when the malice happened, it still haunts me because I felt like that was their best chance for Reggie to win a title.
Sure was.
They were 10-1, I believe 9-1 when that happened. That game was over. They had a 15-point lead. There was really no reason for any of that to happen.
I watched.
And then it just all crumbled from there. Like, so I still kind of shed a tear over that season.
I watched that moment live. You're right. It was a blowout. There was no reason to watch, but I was waiting for sport. It was an ESPN game. I was waiting for SportsCenter to come on.
When we did that.
So, yeah, right.
When we
exactly.
waited for SportsCenter to
I
come on.
I had gotten home. I think it was a Saturday night or a Friday. It was a weekend.
It was like a Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
I remember it. I remember the date to a T, everything.
I had gotten home from being out. I threw on ESPN to catch up on what I missed in the sports world because this was obviously before smartphones.
Yeah.
And I saw, I was like, oh, this game's a blowout, but there's only, whatever, 2 minutes left. SportsCenter's about to come on. And then, yeah, that broke. That happened. I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe what I saw.
So I was actually, I didn't get to watch that game. I was on my way home from work, and I started getting messages from like two or three of my friends. Are you watching the game? Are you seeing what's happening? I'm like, no. So I kept getting messages. So I actually pulled over to see what was going on. This is, you know. I don't even think there was really like in the advent of smartphones yet. It was still just regular cell phones. So called one of my buddies and he's telling me and I'm like, no way. So I get home and then they're showing it everywhere. Right then I knew that half the Pacers team was going to be done for the year because this is the David Stern era. David Stern didn't mess around.
No, unlike Adam Silver, who
did not mess around. He allows
Mr.
anything.
Mr. Halliburton to come back. Ridiculous. What sort of punishment is that? Now he can be there. To see them win the East, he could be there for the NBA Finals. Big whoop. You missed a couple playoff games in the middle of the playoff run. Soft.
I never thought it would last the whole playoffs. For as long as they are going to be in it, I never thought it was going to last for the remainder of their extent in the playoffs.
It was like those Yankee fans that tried to rip the ball out of the glove of, who was it, Mookie Betts, whoever, in the World Series.
Yeah.
And they didn't even get banned until Major League Baseball had to step in. The Yankees weren't even going to do anything. The Yankees, I think, took away their tickets for like the next game. That was it. Oh, big deal. And then Major League Baseball finally came in and said, yeah, no, they're no longer allowed in, I think, any stadium, not just Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, soft by the Yankees. Same idea here by the NBA.
S-A-W.
Ban him for at least the rest of the playoffs. I would have no problem if he can never come back.
Really? Ever?
Yeah, well, who do you think you are? You can't go on the court getting Giannis's face.
How many points did you score?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of family members getting on the court, but you know how family members will go online and tweet stuff about players. Yeah. Like, I'm just not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that.
Go celebrate with your son.
Yeah,
but they just won instead of going to find Giannis to talk trash like you contributed to the series.
Yeah, it was too much.
And Giannis said afterwards in his press conference, like, hey, why don't you wait till you win something first before you start talking trash? Like, I've won a championship.
He did say that. Yeah. He did, yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but that was his message.
But he's right.
Yeah. Now we'll see if Pacers might finally. I don't think they will. I don't think anyone from the East can beat the Thunder.
Don't think so?
No.
No?
Real quick, because we have to go, but yeah. Tonight, Game 4, Thunder-Timberwolves. Thunder lead 2-1.
Yeah.
Nothing but blowouts so far. Do you think we get an interesting series or just more blowouts in the West?
I think it might get more interesting from here. You know, I still think the Thunder are going to win the series, and they'll probably win it in 5, but I think these remaining games could be closer. The Timberwolves showed some fight. They did. And I think they'll continue to show some fight. I just don't think they're, like you said, they're just not good enough right now.
No, they're not.
To beat the Thunder. The Thunder are so deep. They're so deep.
Yeah.
They are deep.
Yep. They wear these teams down. That'd be interesting if they played the Knicks. You know, it's contrasting styles.
Sweep.
Oh.
That'd be a sweep.
Let's see if we get the opportunity. Hey, speaking of the NBA playoffs, I've brought this question up before on air, but I want to get Chris's opinion as well. What we're seeing right now in the NBA playoffs, does that change how you feel about the Rockets' off-season plan? We'll get to that next in the loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.